Hey guys, Will Durst here, come to talk to you today about the I word, impeachment. All 21 Democratic nomination wannabes have themselves a major quandary. To impeach or not to impeach? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in voters' minds to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous leadership or to take arms against a sea of treason and by opposing, end him. Elizabeth Warren was the first to ring the bell, saying it was our constitutional duty to bring the president to justice, and Kamala Harris immediately seconded the motion. But most candidates are following Nancy Pelosi's lead of exercising caution. Yeah, any more cautious, they'd be in reverse. When they're not changing the subject, they're licking their fingers, thrusting them into the air to see which way the wind blows. But you don't need a weatherman to tell you Donald Trump is not going down without bluster. He says he plans to fight impeachment in the courts. But see, that's part of the problem, because impeachment doesn't work that way. House of Representatives impeaches, which is like an indictment, resulting in a trial over which the Senate presides. Aye, there's the rub. Not just every Democrat, but 20 Republican senators would have to vote to convict. And the chances of that happening are about the same as the Islamic Brotherhood scheduling a barbecue rib cook-off at a titty bar in the Vegas Strip. So it is a complicated game being played here. Risk possible backlash if they do, and annoy the base if they don't. Do they bear these ills they have, or fly to others they not know of? Especially when the slightest of slip-ups can drop you from the grown-up debate table to the kids' table. So we can expect calls for patience and further investigations, which will, like conscience, make cowards of us all. For some, it'll be a little quicker and easier than for others. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.